Today from the Ohio Newsroom, restoring a historic site to its pre-golf course glory.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. 2 years ago, 8 earthworks became Ohio's first UNESCO World Heritage Site. But one of those locations, the Octagon Earthworks in Newark, was still being used as a private golf club. That changed at the beginning of this year, when Ohio History Connection opened the Octagon to the public as a park. Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU's Ali Vugrinsik reports on the restoration process.
9 months ago, the Octagon Earthworks Visitor Center was a clubhouse with a bar, locker rooms, and other typical country club trappings. Now, folding tables boast information about the history of the land, and the bar area is laden with books about indigenous landscapes and culture. On a Monday, a private tour group blows through the doors and sets out on the golf carts that came with the property. Kathy Elkins was on that tour.
What was delightful was the signs saying, no golfing.
The earthworks are an 8-sided geometric figure with a smaller circle connected by a set of parallel walls. From the inside, the grass-covered mounds stand about eye height. Ohio History Connection's Chief Historic Sites Officer Jennifer Altman says the structure is aligned to an 18.6-year cycle that tracks the rising and setting of the moon.
We know that ancient people who were here 2,000 years ago had watched the moon for generations in order to figure this out.
Sarah Hinkleman manages the Newark Earthworks for the Ohio History Connection. She says the Octagon and another nearby earthwork, the Great Circle, are still here today because the citizens of Licking County decided to save them.
Back in the mid-1800s, they voluntarily raised their taxes to buy these properties. So they've never been plowed. They haven't been developed on.
But they weren't saved for just historical purposes. The Octagon was used as a training camp for the Ohio Militia in the late 1800s. Then the county leased the land to Mound Builders Country Club, which opened in 1910 and didn't close until last year. That's when, after a long legal dispute, Ohio History Connection bought out Mound Builders' lease.
January 1st, we had over 800 people come out for the first day of public access here.
Now the roughs and greens are gone, weeds sprout in untended sand traps, and a web of cart paths end in seemingly odd places. Change is slow here. Altman calls it deliberate.
We're often asked, you know, if we want to erase the golf course, and that's not all the intention. Like, we're history people. Like, every part of the site's history is important.
That said, Altman says the goal is to eventually restore the site to its point of greatest cultural significance.
We don't want to remove anything that's original fabric from 2,000 years ago.
Ohio History Connection is documenting the current conditions of the Octagon to make sure that happens. And OHC consults with 45 tribal nations that have historic ties to Ohio. That's because the earthworks are so old they can't be traced to any one tribe that exists today. OHC plans to keep the clubhouse as a museum, visitor center, and meeting place. Outside, some cart paths will stick around. The swimming pool will not. OHC is far from finished with its work. Slowly, the team hopes to strip back time to when this was a ceremonial meeting place for American Indians from across the continent.
You know, in 10 years, you won't see tee boxes and sand traps and things here.
Today, tall trees grow within the Octagon. Altman says that likely wasn't the case thousands of years ago. So as the trees die, they won't be replaced.
In 100 years, 150 years, if we were able to come then, you might see that there were no trees or very few trees.
That's something we won't get to experience. But really, what's another 100 years to a place that already holds thousands of years of stories? For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Begrinsick.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.